Yüzünde mi kor? Ne de sorma bu tane.
Nasıl ben sen?
Work.
Nasıl kalsın?
Bazı mı? İyi, evet. Strange.
Is it served at $2? $2?
Mm-hmm.
For the it's one right here.
Everything
is gone. Is it two or three?
The end of Parshas Vayelech, we read the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to die, even though he's in perfect health. But Tuasreinu Velonos Lechol is in excellent health. But the Rabban Shalom tells him that it's time that Yeshua Ben Nun should take over. In Malchus Nagas Mechav Zafirut and Vayimu, it's time that someone else should be the manager of Klal Yisrael. So they were told to go together with his course, you should be Yatsu the oil by the Asa then. Take your children with you and go into Amai. So they both went in together. Vayamos Amud He'onon of Pesach Ha'oichon. Sitting Medish Rabin on this pasuk. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alright, he's saying, Malchus Nagas Bechav Tafil Kidmanimo, that it's time that your children should take over the Hanhova of Kval Yisrael. So let me live, and I'll be subservient to Yeshua Ben Nun. So it'll be the Rashi. I'll be a Balabas, and let me be the Rabbi retiring. So what happens when the Rabbi retires and dies and essentially a new Rabbi? Often there's friction, there's a trust. But the Medrash says that that's what the Rabbanu Shlomo said. Okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu walked to the left of Yeshua. The Gemara says in Yuma that the Acharei dictates that when two people are walking in the street, and one is a Talmud Chacham, the other one is not a Talmud Chacham, unless it's a Talmud Chacham, so Talmud Chacham should go to the right of the lesser Talmud Chacham, or the non-Talmud Chacham, so he should be able to be Mishamish and with his right hand. If there are three people walking, then the Talmud Chacham, the Gadol Hadach Be'emtza, and the next one in line should go to the right, and the one who's least Talmud Chacham should go to the left, and his right hand should be free and accessible to service the Talmud Chacham standing there. So the Medrash says that here, and Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu were walking together. Now Yeshua took over the Hanhoga. Moshe Rabbeinu walked to the left of Yeshua. If he swallowed that, he didn't faint from that. Then when he went into Oil Moy, so the Pasuk says the Amud Ha'onon came down. It doesn't give any more details in the Kiddush. The Medrash says the Amud Ha'onon enwrapped Yeshua Ben Nun, the Husik Ben Nun, separated between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Amud Ha'onon. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Yeshua had just received the Nevuah. When it went away, Halach Moshe Yisro Yisro Ben Malad, Ma Omer Lepa Zibur. What was the Nevuah that he got? So he tells him, it's none of your business. Omer Lepa Yeshua, Shehoi Adiba Niglo Alecho. All the 40 years that you were getting Nevuah. And if they are Yisro Ma'am Gabri, you know, did I know what the Shkimin is telling you? So what are you asking me, what the Shkimin is telling you? So the first man, such a good specific Talmud, he just took over today, and Rabbi Emeritus is still there. And Tal Shmuel says, but I'm the rabbi, you retired. So very strange. So the Radal on the bottom of the Medrash Rabbah, on the bottom of the big Medrash Rabbah, just doesn't have it. As a comment, I think I once saw it in the name of the Golden Gaon also. They say that was the Nevuah. He said over verbatim what the Nevuah was. He didn't hear anything. The Baruch Shem didn't tell him anything. The Baruch Shem just told him, in the event that Moshe Rabbeinu will rescue you, what was the Nevuah? Just tell him, none of your business, the Baruch Shem. You never told me what your Nevuah was. That was the Nevuah. Not that he was close to it and he said it on and on. What was the purpose of giving such a Nevuah? Because the Medrash continues, oh, so sure, because Moshe Rabbeinu had requested, he wants to live. He doesn't want to die, he wants to live. He's healthy, he's in good health, so why should he die? I am also from God's Bechav, so people can learn. He said, okay, so let Yeshua Ben Nun be the rabbi and I'll retire. So Moshe Rabbeinu's response was, oh, so sure, talk, Moshe Yomar. He would prefer, Mea Mikras, he'd prefer to die 100 times with Lekina Achas, rather than to be jealous once. In other words, that was the Nevuah that Yeshua Ben Nun was told, none of your business, I never asked you, just so you should realize that it's not going to work. That the rabbi is going to be tired, he's going to be a Balabas in the shul, and the other rabbi is going to be the Manig of Kal Yisrael, So Moshe Rabbeinu should prefer to die. You understand? So then he died. He was very nervous. The Medrash seems to bring out Moshe Rabbeinu was very nervous about Shikas HaTorah and about Zeus HaTorah. I think I'm looking at a different edition. I was looking at a big one. I didn't want to bother to bring it. Now I can't find it in this one. In this Medrash, Rashi quotes part of it, but Rashi doesn't quote the whole Lashon HaMedrash. The Lashon HaMedrash is Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned lest there will be Zir Fatero. Tiga Shiyata Moshe Shoyev Alomus, both are Yom Ne'osha, what did he do on that day? Because of Yud Gimel Teiret, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. The Chumash doesn't say 13. The Chumash just says he completed writing the one Sifrei Torah, and he gave it to Levine, and he told him, okay, the Sifrei Torah, every time for Moshe, he said, I want to use Hashem, put it next to the Lufet in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And in one Bava Basha, has Machlekes, was it inside the Yom, was it outside the Yom, and on a Daf Munach? But the Chumash doesn't say there were 13. That's a tella. Where did the Medrash get? Rashi quotes the Chumash. Where did the Medrash get that he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah again? On the bottom of the big Medrash Rabbah, they have different Mepharshim. So one of the Mepharshim has a very fascinating suggestion. He says the Gemara has a style of drasha that you count up how many times a word appears. Like it says Karnath, Karnath, Karnos. By Zvika Alam, by Kovan Chapa. So the Gemara says, "Hasn't up dollar." Learns that you add up how many times it says Karen. That tells you how many Zrikas he needs by Korban Chakas, how many Rahapila, and how many on the Akibri Yevin is a whole Machlekes Tishan and Bichilu. How you count the numbers, whether it's on the same dot, the Gemara says Basukas Teshun. Basukas, Basukas, Basukas, and Machlekes of Lezen of Hachamim in the beginning of Sukhya. Also, according to Hedid Abdallah, how many Gefanis do you need? Stein Kirchhoff and Shlishis Hafila Tetach, and Talit Pask and Ashavish Kirchhoff and Mazinis Hafila Tetach. The Gemara says that there's a dispute, their machlokes involved about how you darshan the psukim, basukas, basukas, basukas, and you darshan the moly, a chosem. You add up how many times the word psuk appears, and that's referring to the stock, but also referring to how many defanas you need. And the Gemara has like that in Masechah Shabbos, that one opinion in the Tanoim is how do you know that there are 39 over malachas? The one Tana says that you add up every time the word malacha appears in the Torah. From the beginning of the Bereshit to the end of the Devarim, how many times the word Malacha, Malacha, Malacha appears, and that turns out to be 39. At the Kasha Daf Rami, it's not 39, it's much more than 39, so they have a whole literature on that, because it's young to get that Kasha. They give different suggestions what the Tanoim are referring to, where do you get 39? But this apparently is a real drosha. It's not what we call a Gematria is a different thing. Modern day Gematria is a Chuzbin of the Dain to Chuzbin of the Dain. That the gematria of 770 is whatever. The gematria of 1050, whatever, is something else. That's the Balatuma. Chumash has that. That's a different kind of gematria. That's not what the Gemara is talking about gematria. The Gemara talks gematria. Moshe Kodesh Yi Garo Teres HaRoshim. The Gemara says by the Nozim, there's some of the Zeres Roshim Yim. It's learned that from the gematria of Yi, the gematria of 1100. Yi is 30. So it tells you a din of 30. But you don't say Yi is 30. And Pepsi-Cola is 30, so therefore the Noga has to drink Pepsi-Cola. The one Noga has such a Gematria, never has that. This is really showing that Rokeh has that, Baba Turim has that. There's nothing in the Gemara. And even this Gematria that the Gemara does have, like Yi of an Ashantem, tells you how many years it would have remained during the period of the Bais Rishon, and it should be harder than it should be utterly desolate. That's also only a Parperoi Tachach. The Mishnah says Gematrios is only Parperoi Tachach. It's not a real Yalfus, it's only an Asmachta. Even the Gematria, we assume that's how the Ramban writes, even the Gematria of Kodesh Yi, Gadol Peres HaRoshah, that teaches you the Din, it's not a real Kodesh, it's only an Asmachta. It's not a real Drosha. But this is a real Drosha. When you add up Karnas, Karnas, Karnos, well, enough, eight of which, one time it says the word three times to indicate that you need three Hadassim. It's like you need three Hadassim. Nikaradin, or 3 years only, will have 2, and the Yikubi only need 1 Horus. Machlek Tatanoim, and Shaila Havi Pask in Medina. What if you only have 1 Kosher Horus? Maybe the other 2 are not Kosher. Can you say a Brocha on it? You have to be Noto Blue Brocha. Maybe you can even say a Brocha. Maybe Nikaradin, he passed in one is Kosher. Then Asik and the Mishnah Brewer in the Afrin, before the Mishnah Brewer. So one of them, a Kosher on the bottom of the Medish Rabbah suggests that maybe there's a Brocha for the Yigimel Sikha Terebe, which you count up in Parshish Vayela, how many times the word Sefer or Terebe appears. It'll turn out to be 13. It's also a little difficult. Like Malacha is not 39 from the beginning to the end. So we try to negotiate to tell you which time. Maybe. He's not sure. Maybe that's what the Medrash is based on. and tries to give you a long arisa. He tries to explain why sometimes it does count, sometimes it doesn't. But the Medrash says, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, what prompted Moshe Rabbeinu to write 13 Sefer Torah? Yud Beis, Yud Beis Shvatim, Yud Achas, Yud Me'afar, and gave 12 of the Sefer Torah to each one of the Shvatim. And one he left in the yard, one he left in the yard, that's Yud Beis Shvatim. He was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that. It's a din, you have to have a Sefer Torah in the yard. Yud Beis Shvatim, we don't find he was commanded. What was that all about? Was it a different Torah for each Sefer? That's what we spoke about at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. It's simply not yet. So the Ramban said at the beginning of Shoftim, Shoftim, Lachal, Bechol, Sharech, Alish, Patecha, that every Shevet had its own Bez Nagot. And of course, the Ferish of Mishnah Hari, we didn't invent it. We didn't know it. Chol, Bez, and Shalos, HaShevet. It's a din of Parham, Dabal, Shal, Tibur, the Rebbe of Tibur Sin, with St. Peter, the Shevet, based on the Pesach of the Bez Nagot, only applies to Bez Nagot, Shabu Shalom, doesn't apply by Hor Bez and Shalos Hashem. You see that there was such an institution as the Bez and Shalos Hashem. What was it all about, Taki? So the Magen Avraham in one place, and here's a few of quotes from the Arizal, a comment about the different Nusachos, there was Nusach Ari and there was Nusach Ashkenaz, and now we have many more Nusachos. But the Arizal claims that there are Yud Gimel gates to enter Yerushalayim. They're going to be Yud Gimel Sha'or, the first in the end of the festival. The empty Yerushalayim gives a Shah and Shimon and Shah Ruben and Shah Ruben. Everyone knows what Shah he belongs to go to enter Yerushalayim through that Shah Lati Lova. And then there's going to be a miscellaneous gate, Shah Akurva. Whoever doesn't know what Shah he belongs to, the Gayrim or the Bali Shu or whatever, or whoever is in a rush and he doesn't want to go to his Shah is all over the other side, so he can go through the Shah Akurva, the miscellaneous gate. So that's what that Rizal said, that there are, he said there are 13 different approaches to Akurva. What does it mean, a Shah to Yerushalayim? A way to enter to go towards the Beit HaMikdash. It means an approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said there are 13 valid approaches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from all different directions. It doesn't mean Orthodox conservative form. You have, sometimes there are gates that go in, sometimes there are gates that go out. You have something is an exit, it's not an entrance. You have a gate that goes down, a gate that leads you to down to Gehenna, to the basement. That's not leading to the same place. But if you have 13 gates, they all lead to the same direction. That's the Beit HaMikdash. That's what that Rizal said. There were 13 different Jerachim in Avedis Hashem. And each, that's what the whole idea of the Shvatim was. The Rosh Hashanah wanted the different approaches. He liked variety. Variety is the spice of life. And the Zohar has a comment. The Tanya quotes in Zohar on a Pasuk, Vaseli Matamim Kasher Ahaftim. When Yitzchak requested from Esau that he should make delicious food for him, he wants to be in a good mood, and he gives him the Barachas. Before he dies, that says matam. He wants matam. So the Zohar says he wants a different things. He wants an entree, and he wants to cook the fish, and he wants soup, and he wants chicken, and he wants kugel, and he wants some cooked vegetables, and he wants dessert, and he wants a cake at the end. He wants a whole meal. Matam him. Rosh and Rabbi. So the Zohar says that just like Yitzchak Avinu requested matam, so too that the Rosh and the Shtina requested the name. So the Rosh also wants matam. Variety. The Rosh likes variety. He doesn't want everybody to do exactly the same thing. That's what, that was the whole idea of the Yud Beis Shvatim. If you ask a shayla of the Bez Nagol, so they'll pass him. Once they pass him, so no one can go against that. But it wasn't necessarily mukhach that they should always bring everything up to the Bez Nagol, it should be Yerushalayim. They can bring it up to the Bez and Shavuot HaShevet. And they'll be able to do it in they can do their way, and they can do their way. And the Baruch Shalom would be very pleased with that. And the same thing that Rizal said in the Nusach HaTfilah, there are 13 different Nusachos HaTfilah, and whoever knows what Shevet takes from should daven with that. But that Nusach, whoever doesn't know should enter the Shaar HaKadosh. That's the Shaar, what's the Shaar HaKadosh? He said the Nusach Ari. Arizal said the Nusach Ari, the Shaar HaKadosh, that's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that everybody can dive in that, and whatever your Sherish Neshama is, you'll fit in with the Shaar HaKadosh. You know, this is what I'm so convinced about. That's the Knech, that's the last Knech. But the first part, that's an interesting idea. So perhaps that's what the Medrash is meaning over here also, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the 12th Sefer Torah to the 12th Shvatim. That's what it means. Every Shevet had its own Bez Nagol. And each one was given the Torah, and each one should darsh in according to his understanding. But then the Medrash says, well, what was the thing that prompted Moshe Rabbeinu to do this? What prompted him to write all the 13 Sefer Torah? Shemirakish echod lezayim zavar, sheyiyu motzim osa sheva oran. He was nervous about zil fatar. It's very difficult. If you give a Torah 3,500 years ago, we have a tradition from 3,500 years, over 3,000 years ago. So it could well be that a lot of mistakes will creep in. People will be misrepresenting what the Torah is really all about. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he was much greater than Yeshua knew. He thought it was great on Eve. He knew that he was much greater. And everybody knew. Not everybody. The younger people didn't realize. The younger people probably thought, oh, of course, Rabbeinu is 120 years old. Yeshua is a young man. By the time he'll reach the age of 120, he'll also be so great. That's why the lashon of the Agada and the Gemara and Baba Basra is that you came in Shibador, how you omrim, the old timers, the new Moshe Rabbeinu when he was a young man, at the same age as Yeshua. So they said, Pnei Moshe Kipnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua Kipnei Lavana. They knew that Moshe Rabbeinu when he was the age of Yeshua was much greater than Yeshua was. So they said, the other people thought, well, that's it. Like, okay, Moshe Feinstein passed away. And there'll be somebody else after him. We'll take over. He'll be as great as Rabbi Moshe, or great. But the people who knew Rabbi Moshe Feinstein when he was 40 or 50 years old knew that at that time he knew all the Prim Gadol by heart. He knew all the Tosefos by heart. And all the Tosefos in the Shas by heart. And the other people don't, at the age of 40 or 50, don't reach his tone. They don't reach his knees or his ankles. They don't reach anything like that. So that's why he needed the Tanei who came to Shibador, the old timers who remembered Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a young man. Moshe Rabbeinu also knew that he was much greater than Yeshua. So he was very nervous about this. He's going to be Zia Pater, sometimes done the Mezid, sometimes done the Shogeg. You have an old yeshivas. Everybody has a different derech. Everybody has kashos, terutzim, and everybody holds that their terutzim are gevaldik. And the same yeshiva. Why do you have to go different to the same yeshiva? Why yeshiva has a variety? Matami, has a variety of the fight a lot. Every of these is very different. It is sometimes it's taka elia to give the king chadish. Sometimes it's not. Everyone in their desire to be mechadish can say kamidim and abayim. Everyone can say things that are just liyapate, just a misrepresentation of faith. But Moshe Rabbeinu was very nervous about this. That's why he was requesting. He was nervous. He was requesting of the Rabbanu Shalom, let me live on to keep Yeshua ben Nun in check. Let Yeshua ben Nun let him be the rabbi. I'll be the rabbi emeritus. And I'll be behind the scenes, and whenever he needs a little help, I'll be happy to help him out. So the Baruch Shalom said, don't worry about it. Just write the Sefer Torah, and the Ziyat HaTorah will be taken care of, and then we'll make a Din of Hakel, that every 7 years we'll get everybody together, and we'll have Ziyat HaTorah, give them a mitzvah of Tziva Sefer Torah, everybody will write the Sefer Torah, and we'll maintain and preserve the Masorah. And then the Baruch Shalom gives the Haftachah, Ki Lo Yishachach Yichi Zarah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous about. Shikha HaTorah and Ziyat HaTorah. And today's Seder, that's why you have that Haftachah. The Gemara in the end of Masechah Shabbat has the whole Agadah there, same as Agadah there. The first time it says in the Gemara, Masid HaTorah Shetishtakach Yisrael, and he says it based on a Pasuk in the Yom, a Pasuk in Ovid, that the Torah will be forgotten, aren't you? The Torah will be forgotten from the Jewish people. And then, terribly forgotten. The people will be asking such elementary questions, such silly questions, because the Torah will be forgotten. And then Avshin Baichai says, no, that the Torah will not be forgotten. He quotes this pasuk. He does his shachach mitzidam. That's why this pasuk is written on his kever. And he wrote the Meiron by the kever of Shem Baichai when he's supposed to be buried. So they have this pasuk written, and they have in big letters at the Sotah Tevis of Ki, Lohus, Shachach, Mitzidam. The last letter is Yochai. The letters are out of order. Yud Baches Alaf Yud. He was the one of Shem Baichai in the Gemara. At the end of Masechah Shabbos, is the one who quoted this pasuk to say that Ki Lohus, Mitzidam, the Torah. By his picha Torah, that the Torah will not be forgotten. So this was to appease Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, he was there, that was not Moshe Torah sent. He was Averz Mitach Grana, what Shaykh Ziyav HaTorah. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu would say original Kiddush, it wasn't Shem with Averz Mitach Grana, so he would ask the Rabbanu Shalom whether he's Master or Shem is Kiddush. Sometimes he wasn't Master. There was a Machlokes, Moshe Rabbeinu in Arayim, and Shmini Lemiluim, what to do. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to say original. He just said, just rolled out. Shkinim Dabez and Tograna. He just rolled out. Once in a while he had to say original, so sometimes he didn't correct, so sometimes he said wrong. So his brother Aaron argued with him. He said, okay, you're right. He said about Lo Shamata because she is sure, Lo Shamata because she does. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, Maskin, he's Maskin with Aaron. So Moshe Rabbeinu called him on, he was a law, he wasn't worried about the Shikha Tatera. Whenever he needs it, Kedabri Shalayehu, he can initiate the Shkinik. And he'll ask the Rabbanu Shalom, Rabbanu Shalom give him the answer. No, Shah. But he's nervous after he dies, Achrei Moisti, what's going to happen? And he knew that Yeshua wasn't going to be Azat Tina Shkinu Dabez Mitaz Rana. He was very, the Umas Oilam, the Medrash says on Parshas Bolok that the Umas Oilam knew that also. Umas Oilam knew that in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu they can't start up because Moshe Rabbeinu is a different chinuch. In the days of Yeshua they all knew that Pnei Moshe, Kipnei Chama, Kipnei Yeshua, Kipnei Lavan. They knew it's going to be a different, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu died it's going to be a different hanhag, everything is going to be different. Apparently it was common knowledge. So that's what he was nervous about, to secure the Torah for all the future generations. Baruch Hashem gave a hakel, and he gave a mitzvah, and he said, don't worry about it. You learn the Torah. So that was the Gemara says there in the end of Shabbos, when the Gemara quotes Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's comment, the first time it has based on a pasuk in Shvayotah, I think, that the Torah will be forgotten. And then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says no, so what does he do with that pasuk? I think he says that it means that it won't be easy to get a p'sak halacha, that they won't find halacha brura, mishnah brura, and makam mechad. The pasuk in Amos, in a yamir bar mimachem, tar aban kishenichnas is kuf lamet ches on the base in Perek Tolden. Kishenichnas are b'seinu lekerem b'yavne. They came to Kerem b'yavne. All the Tanaim said, when they saw Kerem b'yavne, they said right away, I see the Torah shet p'sak ha Shimbari Choy said, no, nothing to worry about. What prompted them to say that? Not Kerem Yavne. Hini Yavne Bani Yom Hashem Alekim, but Hishlachti Roa Baruch, Lai Roa Lalechem, Lai Tzom Alamayim, Yim Vishmaya. Zibi Hashem, they're going to be such a thirst and such a hunger, there won't be anything. We need to be forgetting the Torah. But see, it's both in Omar. The No, the Yam, Ad Yom, and the Tzof, and the Admitzot, he shows it to the Bakish, the Zvar Hashem, the Lo Yim Tzol. They won't find Zvar Hashem. They won't be able to find the Baruch Hashem. My shows to the Levak is Baruch Hashem. A woman will come with such an elementary shayla and she'll go from one shul to the other, to the Smedrish and to the Yeshiva. She no one will be able to pass the Shah. No one will know. They may even bury him. And then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees and it cannot be. He has the Shachach and Tizan. Kas Lashon should destak of Sarmi Tosh. She knows Lashon and Tizan. A man in the kind of shows to the Levak is Baruch Hashem. So, what it means is, Shishmarim Tzil Halacha Brura, Mishnah Brura, the Mafem Echol. They won't have a Mishnah group. There's a top line of Kuf Lamed there. It doesn't mean that the Torah will be forgotten. It will be hard to figure out how much. There will be so much Torah. There's so many Svaris. And there's so many Svaris. And there's so many Bishayim. That she can forget this. That there's enough to drown. But everything is there. You just have to work your head off and you'll figure out what the emissary is. And that's where it generally is Tuf. We assume like a Shimbai Tzak. Which says that when Moshe and Yeshua came in together to the Yomayas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them together, Kisa Lachem Es Hashira Hazos V'lam Deh Zvnei Yisrael Tima B'Piyam. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is that it's referring to the Shira Hazim. It's written in plural, Kisa Lachem Es Hashira Hazos, to Moshe and Yeshua, but then the Pashuk says later, V'yichtov Moshe Es Hashira Hazos V'yomah V'ylam Deh Zvnei Yisrael, Moshe Abinu wrote it. What are we going to do? He's going to write one oath, he's going to write empty oaths, he's sure he's going to fill it in. He told them, take care of it, the Moshe Rabbeinu took care of it. The Pashat Shad, Kisra Lachem is speaking to Moshe and Yeshua. So the parasha begins with the Siyatz and Goyal Maybat Rabbeinu, they're both together with the Shechina. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he's the Rabbi Emeritus, so Yeshua is Mechabim him that he should write the Ksivah Sefer Torah. But the Gemara has a drasha, in Matzeth Sanhedrin, that Kisra Lachem, in addition to the Pshuk Shal Mikra that is referring to Shira Tazin, or the next Sefer, it's referring to the whole Torah. How does the word Shira come to refer to the whole Torah? There are two shots in the Rambam, has the state of Torah writes when he quotes the Gemara. It means the whole Torah which has the Shira in it. You see, Shem Kosen is a Torah, Parshi is Parshi. There's a Shaila in the Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Samach. You're not permitted to write Torah Shalok Yechzobah. You're not permitted to forge, to misrepresent the Torah. So what's called Shalok Yechzov if you distort a pasuk, or if you write only one pasuk, you don't write a Dovah Sholem. What's considered a Dovah Sholem? So the Gemara has a Shabbat where the Kodesman is a Torah Parshia. So you're allowed to write one Parshia at a time. It means from Stucha to Pstucha. So but it's Tuma to Pstucha, something like that. A paragraph. You're allowed to write a paragraph. So that's a Shalom the Gemara. So you're Machmana. You're not even permitted to write Parshia. You have to write Dafka, Sefer Sholem. You can't write anything less than a whole Sefer. So the Rambam writes that the when the tzivui was given Kisra Lachem as Hashira Hazos, they should write the tzivui for everybody Lachem. Al Pi Pshuta, there are two levels of interpretation in this Pasuk Yoter. The third Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yoter. Kisra Lachem, he would see that the Moshe of Yeshua, that they should write Shira Hazin. And that was only done by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yichtov Moshe. But the reason why it's written in plural is because it's an additional level of interpretation is that it's a mitzvah, HaMotelos HaKol Adam Yisrael, that every Jewish person should write a Sefer Torah. How does that fit into the word? Write Hazino, but you can't write Hazino without writing the whole Sefer Torah. So that's what only Achronim is and the Rambam. First of all, you could write a Sefer Shalom Gvar. Daria causes anger out on her own. How do you know that the word Shira means Hazinu? I come to this level of interpretation. It means Hazinu, but the Inkas in Sefer Parshiyos, they write just the Chumash Dvarim. Secondly, it says, Asat Mal Mezuzis Beisecha B'Sharecha. So you don't have to write the whole Chumash Dvarim, just write Shema Bal Yoram B'Shamaya. If the Rebbeinu Shalom gives a Parshiyos study, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives the people, you write this Parshiyos, so that's the Yerkim and Eklav. If the Rebbeinu Shalom told the Dila, there is Kisul Lachem Et Hashira Hazayis, maybe it means Shira Hazinu, but what is Tuvai? Maybe this is the Yerkim and Eklav. That's what the Shagatari Tain is again. The Raman. The Rebbeinu Shalom quotes this Shagatari, has this Tain against the Raman. Others were not like the Rambam. That the Chachamim had a Kabbalah, they had a tradition. What they didn't make it up. They had a tradition that this additional level of interpretation in the Pesuk is to be understood that the word Shira Hazos is referring to the whole Torah. Kol HaTorah is referred to as Shira. I, the Gemara says, "Oh, and Allah was punished as he said, 'Me v'toyi lichu kecha.'" That the Torah is a serious business. It's not just a nigun. It's not just a Shira. It's not just a Shira nigun or pantos or something. So, how can you say that that's Kupshat in this passage that Shira is referring to Kol HaTorah and not that it's referring to Shira Hazin? It doesn't depend what word you describe the Torah as, but it depends what your intentions were. When David HaMelech said, Zmiru Torah Mitzakecho, his intentions were not Shira beginning his poetry. The whole Torah is poetry from beginning to end. When David HaMelech said, Zmiru Torah Mitzakecho, he didn't just mean poetry, he meant have a lot of fun when you learn Torah. Torah was not intended to have fun. You're not supposed to be morose when you learn Torah. You're supposed to be in a state of simple. Fun and simple, not at all identical. In English, they're not happiness. Happiness and fun are clearly two different things. So in Halach also like that. That was the time against David HaMelech. Why he said Mir is so different, careful. The word Mir is per se. Mir is Shira, is not so big. But if you say it in a sense, going to have a lot of fun, let's go down near Shia. Let's stick with Torah, have some fun. But that wasn't the right attitude. A person can sometimes say that, but he doesn't really mean have fun. He means in a serious way, he's going to enjoy Lima Torah. That's wonderful. That's the whole of Lima Torah, to enjoy it. It's the highest level of learning. When you understand it, you enjoy it. It's still Gevaldik. That's not called Shalom Shema. Because you're enjoying it, Lima Torah. Egle Tal hasn't had a discussion of that. But when a person enjoys Lima HaTorah, it's not a chisorin in the Lima, it's not considered Shalom Lishma. Shalom Lishma means when you have a fear and you have a personal pleasure from doing so. When you enjoy learning Torah, that's okay. Kofan, there is such a mitzvah that there is. The Chachamim had a tradition that on this pasuk, Kisul Lachem Et Hashira Hazos, there were two levels of interpretation. So Shaila, what about this Zman Hazeh? Because the mitzvah still applied in Zman Hazeh. So the Tur in Yeridei, Hilchos Sefer Torah, quotes from his father, the Rosh, that he said that the Zman Hazeh, you don't fulfill the mitzvah by writing a Sefer Torah. That was years ago. The Zman Hazeh can only fulfill the mitzvah by buying Svarim. So the whole purpose is the Lamda, Kisul Lachem Et Hashira Lamda is B'nai Yisrael Sinu Yudin. The whole purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is to learn from it. The Zman Hazeh, we don't learn from a Sefer Torah anymore. We have the whole Torah Shabbat Pez written down. So you start learning by you get a Mishnah, you get an art school, you get a Gemara. Shitim Kubetim, Tichas Ruhim, Gan Shoshan, whatever you want. But nobody's got time to say the Torah to start learning. So there's a whole machlekes, you know, the Kalem on the tour, the Bapa, the Beis Yosef, what did the Rosh mean over here? He said that you're not Yosef the Mitzvah today by writing the Torah, you're only Yosef if you buy for it. It means that the Mitzvah changed, that you don't have to write the Torah at all. You're only Yosef the Mitzvah by buying for it. And it's Lamal of Lamar when you write the Torah. Or the Rosh meant to say, no, you're not Yosef the Mitzvah by writing the Torah alone, unless you also buy for it. That's a machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. The simple meaning of the Rosh, it's hard to tell because the Tzur is not the original Rosh. The Tzur is just calling his father. Maybe the Rosh never said it, but the simple meaning sounds like it says that the Zman Hazeh, the mitzvah is changed and you no longer have to write a Sefer Torah at all because nobody is going to use it to learn from at all. And if you don't understand Hebrew, don't buy any Gemaras, only buy art scroll. Only buy something that Sefer that you will understand. That's enough like it. The Hatam Sefer, yes, how can it be? The Chachmamish reform. You say that the mitzvah changes and the change of the time. The Zman Hazeh, since nobody learns Torah anymore, nobody learns from a Sefer Torah anymore, so therefore you don't fulfill the mitzvah by writing a Sefer Torah. So how can you say such a wild idea? That is kasha. That's like saying the Chassam Sefer. That's like saying the Ashina Taimidi Krok. If you give a reason for the mitzvah, and then you say, and depending on the application of the reason, you will determine how to fulfill the mitzvah. So years ago, The mitzvah was to have a Jewish library that you will use to enhance your Torah knowledge. Years ago, that the whole Jewish library consisted of Chof, Talmud, Svarim, that was all. The 24 Svarim of the Tanakh. But that was the mitzvah, to have a Sefer Torah. Other Svarim also to learn from. As long as nobody learns from just the Tanakh alone. So you want to get the mitzvah by buying a library, by getting a library that you will use. That's what some Sefer Torah is, how can it be? We cast the light Hashem in time in the sun. But not Kasha. And that Kasha, the Mincha Salaza, the Mun Kasha, who is the first one to be anti-reform, anti-changing anything, has a theory. He says that doesn't bother him. He's quoted by some places. That Kasha doesn't bother him about the Hashem in time of Kor. The whole rush sounds strange. To say that the nature of the mitzvah changes is not a good whole thing to say. But to argue because of the viewpoint from that halacha of Lloyd Hashim and Taimi Kor, he said that's not a kasha. Because the Gemara says in the second paragraph in Sanhedrin that when did the Chachamim disagree with Rabshim and the whole Lloyd Hashim and Taimi Kor? The Chumash doesn't write the reason for the mitzvah. But if the Chumash writes the mitzvah, it says right away the Tama mitzvah. And then the Gemara says in the second paragraph in Sanhedrin that the Chachamim and Rabshim and the whole, yes, Hashim and Taimi Kor. It's not Darshin, it's not, we're not making it up. It says, Kisra Lachem Sashira says, why? Belamdin, Bnei Tos, in the team. But you should have a library in order to be able to learn. Years ago, I think the Jewish Welfare Board always used to declare, the New York Board of Rabbis always used to declare, Shabbos Parshas Vayelech as the Jewish library Shabbos. They would declare every Shabbos as a different Shabbos. I think Vayelech always was. Jewish library, because of this mitzvah, Kisra Lachem Sashira. So that's what the Minchas Alonso says, that this per se doesn't bother him. But why does she in time for it? He would take the fair system. That's what the Beis HaLevi points out also. On the other point, the Rambam writes that this mitzvah, Tzivah Sefer Torah, is only incumbent upon men. Women are not obligated to take the fair for the Shabbat. Yes, why not? Why is it? It's not a mitzvah system for men. Why not be the priest? A lot of Akharim assume that the reason for the Rambam is based on the Gemara and Gittin and Hehan Beis. The Gemara thinks that it's an Isha. Right, and say the Torah, it'll be possible. Because the halacha says, "Pshatim asapim, sheishim b'kshira, yeshim b'ksivim, sheinim b'kshira, ainim b'ksiva." Women who are part of the manachat tefillin are part of the ksiva, say the Torah tefillin mizuzah. Because the two pesukim are written one next to the other in Kriyashma. Pshatim asapim, asapim mizuzah, they settle shalat. So there's a hekish, the chumash vam, yashim mukhim, that has a status like a hekish. So whoever doesn't have the obligation to put on tefillin, it would be possible to see this at Torah. Since the woman is possible, so I can say that she has to write a sefer. It's not such a conclusive proof because women are believing in mezuzah and they can't write their own mezuzah. They have to get a man to write the mezuzah. So what's so big to have here? The women are believing in Sefer Torah. So they're possible, so they have to get a man to write. So some of them, the Akhrayim meant to say there's a difference because our mezuzah, the mitzvah is not exceeded. This is just a hachonis, the action mitzvah is the fears on mezuzah. So the fears on mezuzah, I'll be pashtus, ruba, the Akhrayim hold that a woman is kosher to fears on mezuzah. She can nail the mezuzah on herself and it'll be kosher. Some Akhrayim hold that not. Some wanted to say that a woman, I think Rabbi Shul would witness something like that, that a woman is possible to create a mezuzah, just like a woman is possible to receive us a mezuzah, and a woman is, there's a machlokes about this, is a woman only possible to receive us, or what about the tefillah? What about, you have all the different pieces of parchment, and they have the whole tefillah written, and somebody has to sew it together. So women always sew clothing, this is on your thing, you used to sew ripped clothing. Seamstresses, so the women, when they used to have a seamstress occur in Europe, and used to write a seamstress for a community, so the women wanted to participate, so they participated by stitching the areas together. That was a knitting in some places. So the Pisley Chulan, every day, and also the Pisley has a long essay about this, and he says, not proper, that even though there are some Rishonim who think like that, that women are only possible for the Tziva aspect, but other Tikkunim, Ramam is much like that, other Tikkunim of say that there are women would be kosher for. But other Rishonim hold the theory that the women are psulot for all tikkunei sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah. So on that assumption that women are possible for all tikkunei sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah, that's where Yeshua Putin came up with his Einfall of a blitz, that a woman should be possible for hanging up the mezuzah on the door. So a woman is mochiv in mezuzah, she has to get a man, a single girl, she has to get her boyfriend, right? She has to get an next-door neighbor, if he's Jewish, to put up the mezuzah on the door. She's possible. Rabbi Akhrani said that that's ridiculous. Even if a woman is psulot, for all tikkunei, the Torah tefillin mezuzah needs to sew up the batin, needs to make the batin, and so on, to make the tefillin black, to do whatever is necessary to make the Torah tefillin mezuzah kosher. But nailing it on, that's the key mitzvah. That's not making the cloth kosher. The cloth already is kosher. To nail it on is the key mitzvah. So the women are okay, so they're kosher for that. And all this whole no, the women are fasting, she says the chidush, women are fasting. So some of that's the chiluk over here. Some of that's the chiluk. These are finally one explaining the Rambam that the reason why women are fasting from the mitzvah. The Rambam makes a statement, women are fasting from the mitzvah of the Siva sector. The Shamsar disagrees from his statement. Shamsar says it doesn't make sense to him if he said women are fasting. There's no reason in the world why they should be fasting. Either Papa for Ksiva, Tatsay the Terra, so let them pay money to a man, and the man will write it. Let them buy and say the Terra. And they'll be yet to the Mitzvah with that. I say, if she herself, how can it be such a thing that if she herself would do it, it would be Papa, and she'll have someone else do it for her, and it'll be kosher? Why not? You have it by Mezuzah. So those Achonim say, no, they say that by Mezuzah, they tell me the Hachonah, the writing of the Parsha is only the Hefshim, the actual Mitzvah itself. The woman is kosher to do it. Cannot be that the woman. If you say the woman is possible, if she'll nail up and do the mezuzah, it would be possible. It wouldn't make sense to say that the woman is mechuyev in the mitzvah of mezuzah, and she has to get an answer to do it for her. That's what some are trying to hold. It wouldn't make sense. He wrote that the Ikan insisted that you should write the Tefillah yourself. It wouldn't make sense to say that the woman is mechuyev in the mitzvah, she's mechuyev to get an answer to do it for her because she can't do it herself. And others say, no, no, Shai says, why not? The woman is mechuyev, she has to hire an answer, write it for what's going to happen. Unless you'll say, some Achrayim came up with this sign, but it also doesn't make any sense. Instead, let's say, a mumer who is puzzled to feed us a prepared. That same Gemara in Gittin, that Mem Hanabe says, Okshaitan, Oksaftan, Vishayeshman, Vikshir, Yeshman, Vikshivus, Acherishayta, Vikshatan, are not Mechuyid in Tfilin. Anisha, Mechuyid in Mitzvah, but she's not Mechuyid in Tfilin. So they're Labbanek Shirat, so they cannot write a state of third Tfilin. I think Martin. And even if a person does observe the laws of Tfilin, but if he's a mumer, mumer din kachum, so he's also excluded based on this process. Mumer, a maser, a whole list of people, apostles, tuxedos, etc. So the shaila was that in Europe they used to have, when they made the seal on the tuxedos, etc., in the community, said there would be machabit people to write the oisius at the end. Everybody should have a share in the midst. There was also a big machlokes. So the yates in the midst of tuxedos, etc., they should sit or not. You require that each and every man, or each and every man and woman, according to the Shabbatari, should write their own Seder Torah, or is it sufficient if you have 1,000 people in the community, and they all put money up together, and they hire a Sefer to write the Seder Torah for them, so everybody did it together to Shabbat. That was a big machlokes. The Tiskei Shubat called that machlokes. Three the Yesh taught a little more about that machlokes. Some said based on the Gemara, some Achrayim said based on the Gemara, and the Kulin. The Gemara gives a cloud, and very gracious, I guess. That whenever the Torah writes the mitzvah of Loshon Rabbim, then it's the Yadua that the mitzvah can be fulfilled to the Shuchas. Whenever it's written Loshon Yochim, then not. Here it says, Peace for Lohem. Peace for Lohem, Loshon Rabbim means that the mitzvah can be fulfilled. Applies even the Shuchas. It's coming in Morris Klaus. Other Rachamim said, no, we can't darshan psukim on our own. We have no right to darshan psukim on our own. Others said, we're not darshaning on our own. The Gemara said the Klaus. And the others said, no, that's also called darshan on your own. So apply a Klaus that appears in the Gemara. We don't even know that. Not only don't we know how to make up a drush, we don't know how to apply a drush. That's the shaila. To what extent have we lost the art of drushas psukim? So that, anyway, that was the machlokes in Europe. The Pesach Shulik was a big machlokes. So in many communities, that was the common practice. That was always the common practice. People couldn't afford to write their own text. So they would all get together. They would hire the sefer. Then there's a din and mitzvah doyer in the shul, so they wanted to do it on their own. So if we go to write in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz, the mitzvah by Yosef Meshulcha doesn't require you should do the whole mitzvah from the beginning to the end. You'll have the other guy do the whole. I have a big apartment that has 20 rooms. The mitzvah by Yosef Meshulcha should be by Yosef Chametz in all the 20 rooms. It takes me till Alois Hashachar to look for the home. So I do a little bit. If you go to write, you do one cheder, and you're Yosef the mitzvah by Yosef Meshulcha by the mitzvah HaMitzvah. And then you have the other 19 rooms to be checked, and 19 children, so that each child is going to his own room. You should do it 1 year. So he says the mitzvah of Yosef Meshulcha is fulfilled by doing part of the mitzvah. So that's what they used to do in Europe. That was the common practice. That they used to, all the people in the community would pay a sefer to write a sefer Torah on their behalf. And at the end, everybody would fill in the oisius. In fact, they said that's why the last few lines in every sefer Torah were always sloppy. Because everybody was writing in their own oisius. There was once, I think they said they once wrote a sefer Torah to Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. And he saw on Simchas Torah, he saw that it is the last few lines are nice. They weren't sloppy, so he said he doesn't want to lengthen that Seder. Because obviously they didn't observe the minig that was enough for Chol Yisrael, that they had everybody fill in the Yosef in order to fulfill the Mitzvah by Yosef and Shluchai. So he didn't want to, In other communities, they changed the minig though. They had a Chesed, why? Because in more recent years, this Chesed was just 50, 60 years ago. But in more recent years, you had people in the communities who were not shomrei mitzvahs. Like today, if you have a regular shul, then they make a scene say, first, one guy wants to come in, he wants to write a note, he's not a shomrei shaka. Sometimes dina ka'akum, sometimes not dina ka'akum, it depends. Sometimes a guy doesn't like film. He doesn't keep the mitzvah still. So he's not a bar kshira. Some of the people are pasul kshira, says her. So in some communities, in Europe, they've already changed the minhag. And the minhag haloza has this, a different shul. Minhag haloza has this. He says that it's terrible that they allow everybody to fill in the oases. That they shouldn't let those people, or they should have, now it's pretty common practice. When you make the oases at the end, they pay the slave for a dollar, and he fills in the oases for you. You appoint an additional, so you don't really fulfill mitzvah, but you don't do it, he does appoint. Or you hold on to his hand. He's doing the safe, he's doing the writing, you hold on to his hand. We'll also make it a little sloppy. You're holding on to someone's hand while
he's not a woman.
That's what I'm getting to. The Beis HaLevi says that, yeah. This is the one shot. The Rambam doesn't give the reason why women are puzzled. It just says that women are puzzled. So they are praying all the time because women are puzzled for Ksiva, say the Torah. And since they themselves can't write it, so how can you say that they will have to go ask someone else to write it? Then we're going to continue discussing this thing. But the Talmud says he doesn't think that that's the reason at all. He thinks the reason is because the pasuk says that kids of Lachem Chashira says, Ulam des Bnei Sosim Levim. Exactly what you say, that the reason for this mitzvah is in order to learn Torah. And women are part of the Talmud Torah, therefore the part of this mitzvah of Ksiva says Torah. Right, that's the Beis HaLevi in the first Torah, in the Tshuva, so he's actually. On this issue that we were in the middle of discussing, one of the gedolim in Europe wrote a tshuva that was a question that others didn't accept at all. He said, if you'll, let's say, it comes to the end of the Shabbat Torah, yeah, this guy comes up and he wants to write an ois, and we don't let him write the ois, he's a Mechal Shabbos Bifa Hestia, he doesn't like tefillin, he's not kosher for tefillin, so let's say he'll pay the guy for a dollar, and I'll say, write, my name is Reuven, and write me a resh. So the sefer writes the reish bishlichutzah. So one of the gedolim in Europe wrote in his tshuvas that that'll be possible. First in shluch shalani kemoisa in the mumer tosha the tshuvas a sefer. But that's why the shliach who does on behalf of the mumer continues it to mumerot the tshuvas mumer is possible. That's why some places they're makpid that they don't allow women to give donations when they're collecting money to put together to write a sefer Torah. So they won't accept any money from women. Because women are possible for seeing the Torah. So the mission is set from people who are very non-observant also. Women are also possible. But the pashtus is that that's not correct. What the pshat is that however you're going to interpret Shmuel Shlomi Kemoisai, with all the 55 tzadim of all the hakiras, it still doesn't make any sense to say that just because the each is sent this shliach to write it, the Torah, that it's going to be possible. Why?
Just
to say that writing a positive is correct. If you do so,
normally
it's very
to do so.
Yeah.
Adopt the
positive
for
everyone. Okay. No, the whole thing doesn't make sense. This looks like a mother considered as if the mother wrote it. Pass the suit on the time to them. There is a big deal and you're there. You have to admit that you purchase it. The Gemara says either you write the Sefer Torah or you appoint, the Rambam says you appoint the Shliach to write it on your behalf. That's what wealthy people do today. We give a lot of money to a Sefer, we should write a Sefer Torah for them. What if you didn't have it written on your behalf? Well, if someone had a Sefer Torah that's around and you purchase the Sefer Torah, are you going to the Mitzvah by just buying a Sefer Torah? The Gemara makes a statement, a kind of Sefer Torah, mitzvah min hashuk. If you buy a Sefer Torah, it's like grabbing a Mitzvah from the street. So does that mean that you get to the mitzvah by on a lower level? It's not the mitzvah of Chol Hidura? Or does it mean no? It means that they're not yet to the mitzvah. So that's the machlokes of Rashi and the Rambam. There's a whole discussion. The Rambam Yerodeya makes a statement that you're not yet to, and the others there. Where did the Rambam get that from? Rashi says that you are yet to. Rashi says to Chetos Mitzvah Nashuk and you are yet to. And not Gemara and Manoch. The Rambam says you're not yet to. The Rambam got it from the Rambam. What Rambam? It doesn't say the Rambam. We really get it from the Rambam. So he says, no, it's already have. The first table that shows you, no, it's a Rambam to say from this list, not a Rambam Yarech HaZok. There's a whole literature about that. What the nature of the thing. The person got to say to Yusha, that's the favorite thing anymore that cannot do it. My rich uncle had to say to and he died, and I get it to Yusha, so then it's the favorite, then I'm not getting to the next. So some argue, well, that's the proof clear cut from Sefer Yirmiyah, even though you have a clear cut, Sefer Yirmiyah, and it's you create a new Sefer Torah. It's new, and you should bring into the world a new Sefer Torah. The word then, if you buy it, they say you wouldn't be able to use. And the other side of that, it doesn't prove anything. What if I do? I killed my uncle. The Yerusha comes from the neighbor. Even if I killed my uncle, I didn't be a dying. The Yerusha still doesn't go be a dying. The Yerusha still goes in the neighbor. So I didn't do any mitzvah. There's no key on mitzvah if it happens in the neighbor. You can't be a dying mitzvah to shave your pastor. Mitzvah of Amunah, mitzvah of Yerush Hashem, Abbas Hashem, that's the Kumi Yasei. So it's thinking about these things. Yeah, the guy goes to sleep, or even if he's awake and he hears that his uncle died, he got the big Yerusha and says, he hears that mitzvah. Just by sitting back, how can I do it? I really approve. That's a shame. So I'm sitting here and someone does me a favor, took the mezuzah on my room, and I'm like, I'm here to do this. I find out that the Kuddha Kosh mezuzah, I'm here to do this. Same over here. My uncle dies, I should be Yaitzei. So that's why the other Achaim told me that's the right, that you're only Yaitzei. You're not Yaitzei unless you wrote the Sefer Torah, you had it written to Milchus. For you, for yourself. Some Tobias said, so you wouldn't be Yaitzei. And others say, no, this mitzvah needs kumya. It's not like this in Shulchan Aruch. And it's Yisrael Kona. The Torah says, "Torah kishayt of Mishnah." What does it mean? Does it mean the lo yotza, like the Ramah says? It does mean the yotza, like Rashi. There's another machloek. It's what the nature of the mitzvah is. Is the nature of the mitzvah to bring another sefer Torah into the world, or is the nature of the mitzvah that you should have a sefer Torah in your possession at your disposal, so whenever you're interested in learning, you should be able to learn? Like he said, the pasuk says, "Kisul lachem tashir v'lam desneisa." It's a lady pointed out the whole purpose of this mitzvah, like the Hasalada says about why the rush told that the man is not yet in mitzvah at all. By having the Torah, you only get it by buying flooring. Why? Because the whole purpose of the mitzvah is Vlam is being so similar to things. So some of our friends say, let's say I wrote. Another $25,000 to write another paper. If you give it away, then you can't take it back whenever you want. If you give it on loan to the shul and you reserve the right to take it back whenever you want, so then you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah. You wrote a paper there and you have it accessible to you whenever you want, so you can fulfill the lambda of the source. You have it available to learn whenever you want. But once you give it away, once it's stolen, true, you've brought another state of error into the world, but you don't have it accessible to learn from it. That's a big machlokes acharon. That's related to the other machlokes. Related to the other machlokes about hakayna state of error. Is it mitzvah to bring another state of error into the world in order, like Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid, Shema Yizayfu et Dover. Shimi Rakashadim Lazayv Dover. He's afraid of Leo Fatera. So then the Rabbi Shalom said, write, everyone should write Sefer Torah, so there won't be any need. So the more that you have to bring, everyone has the obligation to bring another Sefer Torah into the world. Is that the Geder HaMitzvah? No, the Geder HaMitzvah is Zulam Den Zrei Tzol. Should be easily accessible to you to learn in it whenever you choose. It's Leo Fatera, huh? We have Reform, we have Conservative, we have Orthodox, we have all the different branches, the Ziyah HaTeru all over. Terrible. Moshe Rabbeinu had what to worry about. Got to work very hard in order to get it straight, in order to find out what does the Rabbanu Shalom want from us. Another mitzvah in this week's service is the last 2 mitzvahs, Tafrei Shud Beis and Tafrei Shud Gimel. I get it from Mitzvah Hakyal. Every 7 years, on the Sukkot, the whole Kol Yisrael, when everybody comes to the Yoyla Regel in the Beit HaMikdash, on the first day, follow my sukkahs, they have a mitzvah. Mikate Shem Hashem and Vaishnav Sashmika. What does it mean, Mikate? At the end of the seven years. The sukkahs following Shnat Hashmika. That's the Pasha Shah. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Ibn Ezra writes, Al Pi HaKaroim, every so often there's a comment in Ibn Ezra that comes from the Karaitic literature. He says the word cake doesn't necessarily mean the end of. It means the end. It can be the first end or the last end. At the end of the sefer, this is one end of the sefer, and there's another end of the sefer. They say, Miket Sheva Shonim. At the end of the Shnas HaShmita, the first end of the Shnas HaShmita, the Sukkot of Shnas HaShmita.
So it's a portion.
Right two ends. And here it's a little more difficult. And here it says, Miket Sheva Shonim. Miket Sheva Shonim. The end of 7 years. Here's the end of 7 years. 7 years from last... this is the end of 7 years. Who says that Shemitah has to be the seventh year? When you're counting Shemitah, Shemitah is the seventh year. But when you're counting the 7 year cycles for Hakel, every seventh year is Hakel. When? He claims that some Skuk is of Shana Sashmita. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah describes where they did Hakel. During the period of Ayushana, they practiced. It was a Mishnah that really existed. The Mishnah describes the way they practiced Hakel, and it says not so. It says not like the Karoin. There's a psikta literature on this prophet that he points this out, and you should know that Hakel was the Sukkot following Shnas HaShemitah, not the Sukkot at the beginning of Shnas HaShemitah, and the Yazan Kedei Lahotzi Melivam Shalach Haroin, who said that it wasn't so. But this Ibn Ezra is wild. Anyway, the Ibn Ezra has there a comment that others write as well, the Akedah Yitzchak HaZlanda, who says, why is it in connection with Shnas HaShemitah? So they both seem to assume the same time on this day. What does it have to do with Shnas HaShemitah? Because if you have an agricultural society, and for a whole year the people are not going to plant, they're not going to do anything, they're not going to have these leidla, have the mechira with hydroponics and all the other tools. So you're going to sit empty-handed for a whole year. So what are they going to do? It's late fair. They're going to have to sit and learn. So the Ibn Ezra says, so you kick off the whole year's learning with a big hakel. You have a big rally. See you, Mashas. That is a good argument. You have the big hakel over there, and then, okay, we're going to learn this year. Everybody sits and learns. Kedas Yitzchak says it right. He says, they were sitting and learning the whole year, and then at the end of the year comes Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Mishpat, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and everybody's a big, after a whole year's learning, and then comes Yom HaNeroyim, and everybody's on such a high of Ruchnius. But then you clinch everything with the hakel. So he's saying basically the same thing as the Ibn Ezra, but he's saying it right. Right means historically right, because the Mishnah says historically, Mishnah records that they used to do it on the Sukkot following Shnas HaShemitah, not the Sukkot at the beginning of the Shnas HaShemitah. The problem with it as in general, has a lot of comments that come from Sharon. It could be that they were put in by other people. The Arid, that was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rav Kook's wife died, he married another woman. So the first father-in-law was the Leo Dovid Rabinovich son, who was one of the Aderis. He was a in Europe, in Ponovich, and Mir. And then he was appointed the role of Yerushalayim. We had a little sefer that's called Zecha LaMikdash, that Zecha LaHakel. Is it permissible to have a Zecha LaHakel with man on Zecha? That itself is Yerush HaTayra. If you make a Zecha to a mitzvah, that itself is Yerush HaTayra. So you have sometimes the Tanoim recommended it and sometimes they prohibited it. We have Marshal Mishachar B'sa Mikdash Hizkar Adecha Mezakar Shihei Lula Mito Kol Shiva Zecha L'Mikdash. You see the Feirish thing, Gemara says that it's a mitzvah to make a Zecha L'Mikdash. Yeah, so you're saying that the Zman Ezev, the Gemara says, it's only the Rabban Zecha L'Mikdash, you have other things. Gemara the Zman Ezev, it's only the Rabban Zecha L'Mikdash, you have a lot of things that are Zecha L'Mikdash. Then the Gemara has, to make an imitation mitzvah, the Gemara says, let's say, if you don't have all the dalamin and lulabes and hadas and arabas, you shouldn't bring a different min. You shouldn't bring a lemon or an apple or something. You should not bring that. So the Gemara says, pshita. Why should I think they shouldn't? So the Gemara retained and you should bring in zechel and dalamin. In the whole city, there's no dalamin. Maybe you should bring an imitation dalamin, not to say a bracha. You have to say a bracha, but that's what you have. Shalei, kidei shalot mitzvah dalamin. That the people should remember that there's such a thing. Let's live under the communists for 75 years. And you don't have any dalad minim for such a long time. So the people, the Jews will forget all the mitzvahs are terrible. So maybe, let's say they were eating matzahs there in Russia. So I was told that all the matzahs were probably chomets. All the matzahs that we used to bake in Dilma and other places used to have such they didn't have matzah machines like we have now. They had the old-time matzah machines. That the Gdolim said, the chomets doesn't come. Chaim Sand and all the others, they said, the way they make the matzah, that's 10 times as long. The way you make it by hand. The way we make in America our matzah machine, it takes one-tenth the time that it takes, or much less the time that it takes by hand. In Europe, when they first had the matzah machine, it took 10 times as long to use the machine. The machine was just to make it pretty, but it wasn't really to speed the process. It was mostly done by hand, and a little bit was done by machine. So, but at least it was an Indian, even though they were eating chametz dov and gar, so it was an Indian. They had a dechel matzah, so at least some of the people remembered this. A Yom Tov Pesach, something to do with matzah. So when they got there, it's a back to America, so they'll... So they'll find out that they were observing Pesach on the wrong day and they were eating Chametz Dikamatz. At least they remember there's something there. So the Gemara says, Ma'od Atayni, you should make a Zecha Lamitzim Zalaminim if you don't have all Dalmitzim. So the Gemara says, no, Kamashmalan, the Brisa says you shouldn't because Mishum, Hilmanatik Menei Churva. Make Hamad Kilkum, maybe next year there will be Dalaminim. And the people will remember, why should I spend so much money on an Esrog? Last year we used a lemon. It cost a nickel. Why should I spend $80 to buy a good at the gas fee? If a lemon was good last year, it's good this year. People won't understand that last year was a Zecha. This year's the real thing. So the Gemara says, because we're afraid Dilma Nafik and Akurvi, you shouldn't do it. And I find have like that by Shefa. Let's say the whole community doesn't have a Kashi of Shefa. They just have a Kashi of Shefa. So should you use that Kashi of Shefa? Kadesh Alok Tishtak Achter Shefa. So they say no, because we are a Hashina, Dilma Nafik and Akurvi. So in each case, you have to judge. In each case. I mean, I thought I have to judge. Whether they're afraid of them or not, he's going to curve on them. So the Ateris wrote in his Kuntris that it's not that we don't have the mitzvah of Hakel at all. Bizman Baishen, he thinks Hakel is only the Rabbanim. Why was it the Rabbanim? Because the Rambam says that Shemitah was only the Rabbanim. By the way, the Shemitah Bizman Baishen is the rise of the Rabbanim. So he says, according to the Rambam, the din of Hakel is only the Sukkah is following Shnas HaShemitah. So if there's no Shemitah, so there's no Sukkah following Shemitah. So there's nothing to discuss. It doesn't mean just every 70 years. No, if there was no Shemitah, so there's no Sukkah following Shemitah. So that's what the Aderes writes. He thinks that Bizman Baishen, according to the Rambam, the way we usually assume that Shemitah was only the Rabbanim, so Hakel was only the Rabbanim. Bizman is you don't even have the Rabbanim. Why? Because you don't have any Melech. You don't even have any Melech now. So the one who lanes is supposed to be the Melech. Shaila Malchi, Surah Malchi, Yehuda, what if you have two Melech, who lanes the whole Tilpon and Achroni based on Yishalmis and so on. But you have to have a melech. The man says there's no melech, so there's no mitzvah at all. Maybe we should make a zecha lahakom. So he writes, why not? They always did a zecha lahakom. He says in the year Atika, the chadorim, the children from the cheder, always used. He says for 50 years before he came to Eretz Yisrael. He came to Eretz Yisrael 75 years ago, whatever. 65 years ago, I don't know. So he writes that before his time, for many years, 50 years earlier, they had the practice that the little children who went to cheder used to gather together by the Kozla Maravi. And Salamoy, Sikri, Salam, Shasa, Shmita, and they would all read together the Parshias from the Torah. And Kurdish Dvarim that have to do with that they used to lane in Hakel. Mishnah in Saito lists off, Perikel and Naman lists off the Psukim, those sections of Dvarim that were read on the occasion of Hakel. So he says in the last 50 years we never heard that any Churva came out, we never heard that it was nothing in Ephraim. So he says, doesn't see what's wrong. That Sefer, that's going to be printed a few times, it's available now. The Sefer is Zecha Le-Migdosh and Zecha Le-Hakla. I think it has a section in the Sefer Zecha Le-Hakla, I'm not sure. It has Birurim on the Mitzvah of Hakla. So on that Sefer, they write that the Chazon Ish wrote on the first page, also Lassus Kim. So he held that over there. I can understand, I think they're both right. I think the Aderis was right that it's going to make the Zecha Lahakel, and made it, there wasn't nothing in Echur. But if you're going to have a Hakel the way they have it now, that the president of the Medina, unfortunately, Rabbi Seyram is not a religious man at all, so far from observant. His father was the chief rabbi, so far from observant. He's going to lay in the Hakel. So one can consider that will be nothing in Echur. This will lead people into believing that that there's something holy about the government in Eretz Yisrael. Something holy about Eretz Yisrael that lays mandatalik. Everybody agrees there's a lot holy in Eretz Yisrael. But that the president of the Medina is a holy man. He's a holy man, has a Kedushas Yisrael. Thank Kedushas Yisrael that we all have. But he has a shaykhus with the Torah. So that I can understand why the Chazon Ish felt that'll be nothing in the Churva. I'm not talking about the same Zecha Lahakel that the Aderis was talking about. Aderis was talking to Mizrahi, one of the sponsors, said, Lachal, the Rabbanim should get together. There was before Hakamas HaMedina, there was no president, there was no Medina. The Rabbanim should get together. In earlier times, the British wouldn't allow it. Earlier times, the British, they had raised the question earlier generation. And the British wouldn't allow it. They were afraid. What do you mean they're going to get together? And they heard that Hakel was supposed to be read by the Jewish king. What do you mean a Jewish king? We're controlling Eretz Yisrael. There is no Jewish king. Then in the later years of the British mandate, so they understood it's a religious ceremony, let them do whatever they want. So they were not opposed to it. So I can understand why Bishaito, Aderis was not opposed to it. I can understand why the Chazon Ish Bishaito was opposed to it. The whole thing was Nishtana. Of course, the whole thing. Just because the guy knows how to read Hebrew, he's at the Kudus. And you have him read things. The Rambam writes that Hakel is supposed to be Zecher L'Maimon Hashtina. The Rambam quotes the Dinim at the end of Hilchas Chagiga. It's supposed to be a replica of Maimon Hashtina. That's the reason why. The Gemara never explains why Hakel has to be all the Lashon HaKodesh. If there is written Lashon HaKodesh, Rosh Tetra, but what I mean, even the brachas, everything has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Usually, even the Marmachol Lashon, brachas, and davening, and kiddush, and avdolah, you can kriyash mar. There's only mitzvahs you can recite in translation, a mitzvah samira, you can say in translation. So give a literal translation, not just a general thing. You give a translation, so why can't you delay, why can't you say the brachas of Hakel in translation? Mishnah insists, no, everything has to be Lashon HaKodesh, and they don't give any reason. The Gemara doesn't give any reason for it. Maybe that's the reason why, because the Gemara says clearly that Matan Torah was all the Lashon HaKodesh. At least the Rambam explains that the whole Hakel is supposed to be Zecher L'Maimon HaSinai. Maybe that's why we have an insistence that someone who's reminiscent of Moshe Rabbeinu, some religious rabbi, some male rabbi. We're going to get a reconstructionist lady rabbi or something. She's going to, next thing we're going to have a star going. What kind of hakol is the Zecher L'Maimon HaSinai? Should be some kind of a Zecher L'Maimon HaSinai. I said, part of the Zecher is that it should be the Lashon HaKodesh. Shan Chumans quotes the famous comment from the Gemara at the beginning of Chagiga and Bav Gimel. It says, the men, the women, and the children have to come. Ha'anoshim, ha'anoshim, ha'tafsim. The Gemara says, the men come to learn, the women come to shmoa. To learn a little bit. Women are mechuyav in Talmud Torah also, but not as much as the men. It's a different level of the field. But hataf, lama boyim, why did the children come? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, nitin tchai lumi v'yeh. So they quote, they say over the name of Ramendel Lekotsky, that he asked the Kashe, if the men and the women, all the Jewish men and women have to come, so you won't get any babysitters. So obviously, you're going to bring their children. So what did the Gemara have to say? Hatav lama boyim, nitin tchai lumi v'yeh. If the mothers and the fathers have to be there, and all the children are going to, all the children have to be there, so they're going to have a babysitter. The 11-year-old is going to babysit for the little children, so they have to take the children with them. So he says, so they say, B'shem HaMendel HaKotzke, no, that's exactly what the Gemara is asking. Why does it say in the Chumash that you have to bring the child? If the mothers and the fathers come, of course they're going to bring the children. So the Megillah, they have no choice. He said, no, that would have been Einim Mitzvah V'Yosef. Einim Mitzvah V'Yosef get less chav. The Gemara says, one is Mitzvah V'Yosef gets more chav than one is Einim Mitzvah V'Yosef. That's why it says, Vatap, Loma Boim. Why does the Chumash have to write that you bring the top? You're going to have to bring the top anyway. There aren't going to be any babysitters. Like when Breuers has their annual dinner, so everybody goes to the dinner. So they have to go get people from Riverdale, from New Jersey, to babysit. Not much nobody in the neighborhood. That's when they have a lot of burglaries. The night, because the goyim know that when it comes Breuers' annual dinner for the yeshiva, all the houses are mamish empty. There's nobody there. Like on Yom Kippur, a lot of burglaries, because they know on Yom Kippur everybody's in shul. Nobody's home. So the night of the dinner, that's it. So this means that mom's the night of the dinner. Hakel, there are no children, so there are no babysitters. So why does it have to say in the Chumash, why does it say you're going to bring the top anyway? So that's where Ramendel Lekotsky said, that's what the Gemara was asking. The Gemara answered that it should be Mitzvah V'yayis, at least Mitzvah V'yayis, they should get more star like this, they just bring the baby with the Hechatim. It's not exactly Mukha. It's a Shaila. How do you envision this Hakel? Everybody's standing, all the Jewish people are standing in the Azara. Physically impossible. How can we all stand in the Azara? That's a problem. So looking at the people, whether he has any description of Hakya. How did it function? Rabbi Schwab from the neighborhood, thought, he said, you have to check, maybe it's wrong. He said, maybe it's absolutely wrong. But he says he would guess that the stomach had the melech was standing and laning, and everybody was walking in and out, and they just heard the pasuk and they left. He doesn't think that they were all standing there the whole time. He says, it's physically impossible. He said, you have to check Josephus and other sources to see if anybody has a description of what Hakel was like. If it's wrong, it's wrong. He doesn't know. But that shot, so this shy for that babysitter. This shy for whoever already was going to come later, and later earlier. It's a shy. Isn't it? Who the top are? How old are the top? Minhas Tinov says, Kol Shiyot Mechlal Safik Nation. He's included in Tam. And the Aderes writes in his sefer, they're going to make in their diapers. How can you bring him into the Beis HaMikdash? He says, Shteitach HaDin is Sukkah. Some Akhbarim hold that you're not allowed to bring a baby into a Sukkah, a baby needs some diapers. He's bringing the Vatinuf into the Sukkah, into the Shul of Zichana. A lot of people bring little babies into the shul and we're invited. Now I'm going to bring a baby into the shul. He's going to make it in the shul. The shul is not available. I bring him into the business. He says, you can't visualize the Adair is right. You can't visualize. How can they bring in such a little tub? Because Ramban has a suffix on the pasuk. Ramban writes, if he would ask me, he thinks that it means all the children who are Nigil Achinov. They'll understand a little bit what's going on. Either. Also, Shaila, does the top mean Mamish Higil Achinov that they'll learn? Or old enough that at least it'll make a Roshim on them, that they'll remember what they saw. But the Ramban says he doesn't think that it means Yonke Shadan. They didn't even see what happened. The next year you'll ask him, a few years later you ask him, do you remember what happened? They didn't remember anything. They didn't even see what was going on. Then the Ramban concludes with a Tzarechiyun. Ramban HaChumash, on this part, he concludes with a Tzarechiyun. But the Gemara says, Ha'atap Lama Boim, Gid Mishar Lim Yeyim. So why did the Gemara say, Ha'atap Aboim, Laman Yiludu V'yoros Hashem Alakeichem, that it should have, V'nei Masha Lo'yodu Yishmu V'lomdu, it says, V'nei, the next part. So if the Ramban says, if I'm right, that only the mitzvah of Taf only refers to those children who are old enough to chatch understand something, they remember there's something going on, but it doesn't apply to little Yom Kishadayim. So what does the Mori ask about Taf Lom and Boy? And the answer is, he can say, got Taf Lom and Boy. The man Yishmu Lom and Boy. So he says, from that Gemara, it would appear that the Gemara is adding on a Chiddush, that you do have to bring Yom Kishadayim, even though you don't know what's going on. That's what the Ramban writes. He writes, he doesn't think it's right, but he says, the Gemara would appear like that. So Vechik said that Rav Chaim held that was impossible. He said that that's mamish misasik. If the kid doesn't know what's going on, even if you bring him, it's considered as if he didn't bring him. He wasn't there. Or if he did, he was there physically. But if a person participates in something without even realizing what he's doing, that's not mamish misasik. So you thought about top plum of boy and eating scham over here, it means that they're tanning, that's it. They're tanning. So that's the thing Mara gave the yes. That's the shiloh. The Minhas Chinuch insists, once a yod mechalal starts to finish, you gotta bring it, it's in the gemar, you gotta bring it. That's the what a pound. That's a carrot that no one made in their diapers. You don't find the nest mentioned in the gemar. That's what there is there. He says, you can't understand. You're gonna have a million babies screaming. He says, and you're having a shul. He says, when you dive in the shul, you have a couple of babies. You can't hear the rabbi, you can't hear the balkar, you can't hear the chassid. How can you have hakel? That would be crazy. You can't visualize how it's shaken. If it means that you mean that you bring Yom Kishadar. That's by Aliyah LaRegel. There are similarities between the two. You see, by Aliyah LaRegel, it's only in the Rabbanon. It's only the Kamchina for the Rabbanon. Here it's in Atero. He bring the Taf Min HaTorah, it's not become Chinuch Min HaRabbanon. By Aliyah LaRegel, it's only become Chinuch Min HaRabbanon, so you only bring such a cotton when you're able to do the Maisa Mitzvah. That's not like it's B'Shamah Mitzvah. B'Shamah say if you can ride on the father's shoulder. And he still say no, it has to be older than that, it has to be old enough to walk on his own. If he's so young that he can't walk on his own, he has to ride on the father's shoulder, not the feet. Yeah, that's also Shadda. The Gemara says there in the beginning of Chagig, in the early Dafim, got first let's say if you have a tinok who can't walk, he won't be able to walk. When he grows up, he will be crippled. He'll never be able to walk. They don't think he'll ever be able to walk. But the Gemara says, you're not mechuyev in chinuch to bring him to the Eila Regel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. Because the only time one is mechuyev to be mechanech a child is if he's going to be later on, he's going to be higir lechlomer. Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, a retarded child. And the doctors don't think that the child will ever have the sefer of. We're going to have a shvacha seichel of a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, or something. So the pastor said, well, that is not mitzvah chinuch. You have to do something for the child that he shouldn't become a goy glover. But the strictly speaking, there's no mitzvah chinuch. At a different level of retardation, it's not being part of the child. Will be mechuyev in mitzvahs at some time. I'm the seichel of a shvacha, a 13-year-old. But severely retarded, so there's no mitzvah chinuch. So the Gemara has over here, in the beginning of Chagigah, you have a fucking chigir, Ainsof, over his pasha, you know the doctor's nothing is going to straighten out, so there's no mitzvah chinuch. So that's a shaila. What about over here regarding, hakel? So the Turiyadan, on that Gemara Chagigah writes to Adinami by hakel. The only time you have to bring the top is, it's such a task that in another 7 years, in another 14 years, there'll be mechuyev on his own to come. And the others disagree. I'm not sure. They write something. They're both not sure. They think that maybe this Turiyadin is wrong. It's a dad Gemara that says in the beginning of Chagigah that if he's a Kotten Shein Sofer, that he's Pashe, Kotten Chivish, and says that Pashe, there is no Chiv Chinov, that's Chinov, and the Rabbanon. Is it only if he's going to be also the Chlal Chiv. But over here it's not Chinov and the Rabbanon. Here it's the Chagigah and the Torah, on top. You have to bring the whole Kotten Chiv, you have to bring him, even if he's a Suma, even if he's a Chigah. So we haven't also understood that. It's different here to the Nidderaisa, but he understood that the nature of the Nidderaisa is the Torah is Chinov. They hold on. That's what it means. It's not the third thing. So this week said we have the concept of Hestaphonim referred to. Chulin, the third thing of course, the Noah Chulin says, Rem is less than a terminayin. And the Amora answered from this passage, you know, it's Hester Hestaphonai by Yom Abu. What do you mean Hestaphonai? But at that time, they didn't really see, there was no Nes Nidra. No Nes Nisra. They didn't see any. What is Hester upon him? So a few weeks ago, we spoke on Shabbos about this. The Sfarno says on this topic that it doesn't mean the Shechina will not be sure with us. No, the Shechina is always with us. Hester upon him means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding his face that we cannot see him. Doesn't mean that he's gone away, that he doesn't look at us. No, he's looking at us. But usually, when you have Shalom Kitikunam, so we can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's smiling face, his happy face, that he's being native to us. And sometimes we cannot see that he's being native, and it looks to us as if he's not being native. It looks as if he's being Meiria to the Bnei Yisrael, but it's not really so. He's always being native. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. There's an arichas on this thing, the Sefer Yaraktan, the Sefer on the Rambam, called Yaraktan. It's kind of a sorcerer. They say it was written by Balabas. It was written by businessmen. He was obviously Tom Kopp. The guy who wrote it wasn't playing all the bones, but he was a businessman. So he goes every time he got a ton of books from Zuzga, and he was just from the beginning of the Rambam. And he has a lot on Hashkafa. I'm sure he was supposed to be recommended. So he has a whole Arichas on Hestaphon, but he explains that it doesn't mean that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu has neglected the Jewish people. You cannot see that it's the type, but it really is. The Tziv has a very fascinating comment on Pasuk Yud Tes toward the end of the Seder. Kisvu lachem es Hashir Hazos v'lam b'iz Mei Yisrael Tzim Abifihem on the Seder HaKsuvim Kisvu v'lam b'a. He says that this was unlike the rest of the Torah. Parshas Shiras Hazina was unlike the rest of the Torah. Tzolot Torah Kula, first it was lam b'a, then it was Kisvu. First Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Nevuot of Mei Yisrael, and then he wrote it down by Yud. And here with Fakir, he was commanded first to write Shiras Hazinu and then he should deliver the Nevuah to the Bnei Yisrael. It's interesting, there is a Gemara in Menachos where the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim, same Gemara in Baba Basra, and the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim, who wrote the Shmoneh Pesukim Shabbat Torah? The last section in the Chumash, that has the obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu, the description of his death. Was that also written by Moshe Rabbeinu? Or should he assume that that was written by Yehoshua ben Nun? The one time is only thing is written by Yeshua ben Nun, and that's why you have a special din. That Shmoneh Pesukim Shabbat Torah Yachid Kurios, and that's a different din. Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, whatever that means. That therefore, written in Shabbat and Yishan is Yachid Kurios. Rambam says that Yachid Kurios means you don't need a minyan. Usually, for Kriyas HaTorah, it's a brother should be Dusha, because it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shkinim Gabriel, and Sanz Ranas, so you need a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. The Shmoneh Pesukim Shabbat Torah is written by Yeshua ben Nun. It wasn't. Shkinim Gabriel from Dov Rani, he was a Novi, but not the same kind of Nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's a lower level, and that's not, doesn't, the last eight Pesukim in the Chumash don't have the last eight Pesukim, the last parasha that contains the last eight Pesukim. Different Pesukim, the Gemara speaks about the Shmoneh Pesukim, the last eight Pesukim, the Rambam understands that opinion in the Gemara, that had a lower level of Kedusha, and therefore, because it was written by Yeshua ben Nun, it wasn't the Pesukim, Shkinim Gabriel from Dov Rani, so therefore you don't need a minion for Kriyas HaTorah. A wild sheep. And then the Rambam doesn't accept that view. The Rambam quotes the din of Yochid Karyos, and the Rambam doesn't accept that opinion in Tanoim. It's Machlokes HaTanaim. Who wrote it? Well, Yeshua ben Nun wrote it, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. So the Rambam doesn't really generally assume. Even though we don't have any psak in the issue of the history, it's a historical question of who wrote the last eight Pesukim in the Chumash. Not a Shaila Alokal Amai. So the din is they both agree that Yochid Karyos, I think Mar says all the Tanaim agree that it has a unique din, has a separate din. Even though usually we don't have a psak, but that's the way it's generally assumed, like the Rambam wrote, that even the last eight Pesukim in the Chumash were also written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And nonetheless, The din is different. Well, we ishtana, ishtana. There's something different about the last week's sukkah that a yachid is koreos. It says, what was different about the last day's sukkim? That the whole kolat harukula ha-yachadish baruch hu oimer ha-moshe oimer v'kosei. Up until the Shemana Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu oimer v'kosei. The Shemana Pesukim Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe kosei b'dema. Moshe Rabbeinu was not oimer v'kosei. He was kosei b'dema. He was writing it in Kriyas. But what does that mean? So Tosfos comments on that Gemara. Mikan, Sas Remez, from this Gemara, is a little bit of a mocker to the minig that the Sofrim have when they write a Sefer Torah. So they copy from another Sefer, let's say they're writing Bereshit Bara Elokim. So they mutter the word Bereshit Bara Elokim, and then they write it off. So it says, Moshe Oimer V'Kosei, Moshe would repeat. But Kodesh Baruch Hu told him before he would write it down. So Tosfos says in Menachos, on that Gemara, Mikan, Sas Remez, Leminig HaSofrim. So Achrayna Minig, why is it a Sas Remez? It's a very good mocker. Straightforward from the Gemara. Why is it only a Remez? So Rav Soloveitchik said, could be B'Shem Rav Chaim, I don't remember. Sure, could be a Spindle Rav Chaim, I'm not sure. Yeah, the Pshat is like this. No, that's not what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer means like the Netzitza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oimer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Nevuah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Oimer, he delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael first. And then, because he said, after he delivered the Nevuah, then he wrote it down. The exceptions to the rule were, how do you know? That, and it seems says that's what it says. Kisa lachem b'lam. The Bnei Yisrael first write it, but this is a different nevuah. This nevuah hazina is going to be for all the daras habayim. Manti asher azot liyeh. The Bnei Yisrael is a different kind of a nevuah. It's going to go on the future generations. So you shouldn't first deliver the nevuah and then write it down. They won't understand what it's referring to. They won't even understand the pshuta shel mikra. So first write it down, and then you'll read it to the Bnei Yisrael. So this was one exception to the rule, and Shmona Pesukim Rishon HaTorah was the other exception to the rule. What do you mean delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael? It's not true. It wasn't true yet. So it was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was not Oimer because he didn't deliver the Nevuah and then write it down. He just, Moshe Kosei B'dema, he wrote it, but he didn't deliver it. All of the other Pesukim, the whole Torah, except for Hazinu and except for Shmona Pesukim Rishon HaTorah first, Moshe Rabbeinu had to deliver the Nevuah that it should be Chalan and Tashem Nevuah. Chal Hashem Nevuah means Bari Nitzvatsan. Nevuah means like Tenuvah. And Eretz Yisrael Tenuvah means produce. So Nitzvatsan means what comes out from the mouth. What you, the oisiness that you create by moving your lips and your tongue and your throat and so on. So that's Hashem Nevuah is Chal on the Pesukim once it's delivered. Before it's delivered, it's not called the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded first to be Oimer and then to be Kosev. Write down the Nevuah, but it has to be first be delivered, that it should be Chalan at the Shem Nevuah. If he writes it down, it became a Chetzah Torah. And over here, on the Shemana Pesukim Shabbat Torah, it wasn't first the Nevuah. It wasn't delivered. So he wrote it down, and he was crying. Why was he crying? That's what Absalvechi got it on. They don't quote that the Shem Nevuah. Why was he crying? He was crying because he was reading about his death. Everybody knows that they're going to die. What is it he cried about? No, he was crying that the Shemana Pesukim were not Niskarish al Yodah. That's the Rav Soloveitchik thought. That it cannot be Niskarish al Yodah if it's not Emes yet. He didn't die yet. That what's only going to become Kodesh with Dushas Teira when it becomes true. So after he died, it became Kodesh with Dushas Teira. That's what the Rambam says. Shemana Pesukim Shabbat Teira quotes the Gemara Yochad Koriosam. Why? So the Gemara says, Hold the Ishtanu Ishtanu. Even though they were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. But since they're different, so therefore there's a different din. What do you mean since they're different? Well, what are they different? That he was crying when he wrote it. Or it's different that it wasn't Oimer V'Kosei. So the Rambam writes, Toel HaMashmon Aka Misas Moshe. It's the Lashon Rambam in Hilchos Tfilah, when he quotes the Dinam of Yesh HaTorah. So he writes on the Shmon of Sukkim, Toel HaMashmon Aka Misas Moshe. Since it sounds like it was written after Moshe Rabbeinu died. So what? It gives you the deceiving impression that it was written after Moshe Rabbeinu died by Yeshua Ben Nun. So therefore there's a different din. You don't need a minute. What do I care if Mashmon Achamis is Moshe Tzorah? So Rashi thought, you got to look in a good dictionary. He thought that the word Mashmon doesn't mean the Mashmois was. The superficial impression that was conveyed was that it was written after Moshe Rabbeinu died. He thought that it didn't mean like that. He thought that the word in the Rambam means like in modern Hebrew. Got to check whether there ever was such a usage in the days of the Rambam. He said, Mashmaud means meaningfulness. He said that the Rambam means to say, since it wasn't meaningful, it wasn't true until after Moshe Rabbeinu died. So when it was written, B'Shaitan, when it was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't emes yet. So the Mashmo is the truth. The validity of those statements included in the Shmona Pesukim didn't take place until after he died. So at the time that he wrote it, it wasn't this Kaddish al Yadai. But that's why it has a different din. That's why it's not a double shabbatusha. Those psukim can be read without a minion. The rabbi gets on the ramen, where the minion go? How they start learning to ask our prayer? The days of bracha. What, you're going to start from, you live in a community where there's no minion. So you're just going to learn the last eight psukim. You must have had a minion before, no? To begin, so he says, well, how minion? Minion hechen hofu. Where the minion go? Unless it means that they were there for the beginning of the Kriyas of Torah and then they left. So the din is, as long as you started with the minyan, you continue to lane. If you have a raid minyan left, but if you don't even have a raid minyan left, you don't even have six people left, then you may not continue. And this one of Siddur Shabbat Torah, you may continue. Nobody likes that the rabbi gets chosen Torah. Nobody likes the rabbi in the shul. So they all leave. And the rabbi is about to get his chosen Torah, his big kibbutz, all the balvat and walk out of the shul. He's only left with the balkeri and two gavoyim and himself, four people. Even though you don't have any other creator there, if you have six people left, so you can lane. But if you have less than six, you can't lane. Shmoneh p'sukim Shabbat Torah, that's how the Rambam learns. The other Shem do not learn like the Rambam. But Yochid Koryas means you can lane with the Yechidus, but you don't need a minyan. They say, no, it's a double Shabbat Kedusha. That's the rest of the Torah. But what does the Rambam mean? Hoylem Hashmoh Nacham Yisus Meshach. So Rashi thought that it means, since the meaningfulness was only came into existence after he died, there wasn't this Kaddish on Yom Tov. He thought that that's why he was crying. Rabbein was crying over the fact that those psukim were not his Kaddish al Yobe at the time that he was. The Goyen is quoted by Rav Chaim Volozhin as having said that Nitzom Vayelot is really one Sedra. This is based on his Zohar. The Zohar says that there are 53 Sedras. And our friend will have difficulty with that. We know that there are 54 Sedras. How do we say, just count them, they're 54. Why do they say 53? Some Achranim say that the Zohar was counting Truma Tetzaveh as one, because in Parashas Truma it doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name. It doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And that's an embarrassment for Moshe Rabbeinu, that his name should not appear in the whole Sedra, so that's why the Zohar held that you count that as one Sedra. So Truma Tetzaveh is one Sedra. What's the difference between one Sedra and two Sedra? What's the whole issue? The Vilna Gaon said, no, not Shulman Tetzaveh is one, but rather Nitzavim Vayelech is one. Then the Vilna Gaon said that there were 10 Sedras in Chumash Dvarim. Chumash Dvarim is Merameis, and the history that's going to happen, the Pasuk says in Chumash that Shiva Tazin was going to contain all the things that are going to happen in the future. And that's the Ramban had a student by the name of Avner who became an Apikaris, who goes to the Targus Roh, and when the Ramban asked him why, called the Ramban out of Shul on Yom Kippur, he became the Kor of Lamalta, as if he became the Mishnah, called the Ramban out of Shul in the middle of Gavi Yom Kippur, and he killed an animal or something on Yom Kippur, and he cooked it with milk, and he ate it, and he asked the Ramban, how many Maltas would I get? The Ramban told him, so he started to argue with the Ramban, Harisa, Haralisa. How many others he violates? After they were arguing, so the Ramban screamed at him. He said, have a little Derecherez, I'm still your Rebbe. He came with the sugar. But then he asked him, why did he become an Apikoros? Why did he become a Mashiach? He said he just couldn't believe what the Ramban used to say all the time, that Hazinu, everything is Merumis and Hazinu, everything is going to happen. That's the Ramban understood based on Kabbalah's form. The Manti Yashirazos Liyedim and Esau, the Shirat Hazinu contains the whole history of the Jewish people, like Klal V'Laprat, for the Jewish nation and for every individual. So he said, where are my Merumis? If everything is Merumis, where are my Merumis? The Ramban sat for a few minutes and he showed him a pasuk. Well, he read Merumis, and then he said, what's the name? The whole story was. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, and he said, I don't know what the sources are for the Vilna Gaon, remember, he said that in Chumash Dvarim, from the beginning to the end, there were 10 Sedras. Either out of 11 Sedras, he says, no, it's not. He said, Yisrael Vayelach is one, really one Sedra, as we all know. That's Rav Chaim Volozhin for Kayadua. Yisrael Vayelach is one Sedra, Kayadua. He said that every one of these Sedras is Merameis, contains a theme of the history of the Jewish people in the 10th centuries of the 6th millennium, from the year 5000, the year 6000, so from the year 5000 till 5100, that proof in Jewish history and world history, whatever, you should look in Parashat Dvarim. From the year 5100 to the year 5200, you should look in Vaskana or something. That's why when Rav Chaim Volozhin asked the Vilna Gaon, where is he in the Rumas, where is the Remus in the Vilna Gaon, so he sat down right away to the Chumash and he looked and he said, we found Evan Schleimer. Yeah, look, Evan Schleimer is the Rosh Hashanah. He's the Yorub Evan Schleimer. That was the name of Yorub Schleimer. So Chaim Volozhin asked him, what do you look in Kiseitze? Aren't you looking Lech Lecha? Aren't you looking someone else? He said, no. So that's when he lived. He lived in that the sixth century of the. He lived between the years 5,500 and the year 5,600. So we had a look in the Pashis Kisetsin, which is the sixth century. Now, the one who printed this from Ksav Yad Rav Chaim Lajon writes it. If you look a little further, so you see the rest of Jewish history unfolding. So the Persian Chaim Kisofa, and you see other things. It was dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way you have Goyish books also like that. And the Goyish book that the author has an obvious meaning and has a hidden meaning. A lot of times like that. Sometimes you have a fancy poem or a fancy book where you have more than one hidden meaning. Three levels of understanding. A pshuto and two additional levels, more than two additional levels. So the Chacham tell us that the Ribbono Shel Olam worded his prayer in such a way that you have any mikyet and the pshuto. Then you have Shivan Panlatar, you have Kshatram and Grusto, many different levels of interpretations, and they're all language. That's why sometimes you have a word, and Alfi Kshutep, sometimes it doesn't fit in. But Alfi, another level of interpretation, it fits in, like you have Kitzulachem, that's possibly said by Moshe Rabbeinu Raz. Why is there Kitzulachem? So it must be because the Mitzvah Kol Adam Lichtov said it there. But the Russian Rabbin is not really because it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua. No, perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu alone was Mitzvah. But the Lashon Rabbim is because of the other level of interpretation. There was the author's intention. The Rosh Hashanah was the author of it. That was the author's intention to Bechatchila when he dictated the Moshe Rabbeinu. There are many hidden kavanas in the Torah. You just have to look. If you look hard enough, you'll find out. Okay, is she next week? Sunday and Monday. So, okay. What's Sunday, Monday? Tomorrow. Will be tomorrow. Okay. Good Shabbos, everybody. Anybody interested in giving a shade this afternoon, I think.